You're listening to SBS News.
Regional officials in Western Germany say that the number of new COVID-19 cases linked to a large meatpacking plant has risen to 657. It's a significant regional spike for a country that's recorded nationwide infections in the low hundreds lately. News of the spike came as Chancellor Angela Merkel was meeting with Germany's 16 state governors to discuss progress in tackling the pandemic. She says the reasons behind the outbreak are not a surprise.
And if we look at how the infection process is, it is by and large now at a steady level of a smaller number of infections per day. We see that precisely where the rules of distance cannot be systematically adhered to, these outbreaks are precisely where they occur, luckily locally at the moment.
Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden has ratcheted up his criticism of United States President Donald Trump's handling of the coronavirus pandemic. Mr. Biden says the president has ignored the damage he's caused by an inadequate and ineffective response to the outbreak.
The American people have sacrificed so much to fight this virus. We've lost lives. We've lost businesses. We've lost paychecks. And now, thanks to Donald Trump's bungling, we may lose some of the progress we've begun to make, all because he's lost interest. He's once again ignoring the facts. The public health response is still woefully, woefully lacking from this administration.
Mr. Biden pointed out that more than 117,000 people have died in the U.S., with an average daily number of cases still climbing in 21 states. The United Kingdom's Health Secretary, Matt Hancock, has announced the beginning of the first phase of a clinical trial for a coronavirus vaccine to the House of Commons.
Earlier this week, Imperial College began their first phase of human clinical trials. 300 participants will receive dosages of the vaccine, and should they develop a promising response, Imperial will move to a large phase 3 trial later this year. And yesterday, AstraZeneca signed a deal for the manufacture of the Oxford vaccine, AZD1222, which is the world's most advanced vaccine in development and whose progress, while never certain, is promising.
Following that announcement and the discovery earlier this week that a cheap and commonly available steroid can help treat COVID-19, World Health Organization Director General Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus says despite rising cases of COVID-19 across the globe, there are green shoots of hope.
The world has now recorded more than 8 million cases of COVID-19. In the past first 2 months, 85,000 cases were reported. But in the past 2 months, 6 million cases have been reported. There have been more than 435,000 deaths in the Americas, Africa, and South Asia. Cases are still rapidly rising. However, there are green shoots of hope, which show that together, through global solidarity, humanity can overcome this pandemic.
In China, more new COVID-19 cases are expected to be reported in Beijing over the next few days as the city's coronavirus epidemic is still on the rise. Scores of flights to and from Beijing have been cancelled, schools shut, and some neighbourhoods blocked off as officials ramped up efforts to contain the outbreak that's fanned fears of wider contagion. Football has restarted in the UK after the virus closed the sport down for 100 days. Aston Villa and Sheffield United kicked off the English top flight's resumption, ending in a goalless draw, and Manchester City beat Arsenal by 3-0. The match called by Optus Sports' Peter Drury.
Manchester City have not changed. The champions have not forgotten how. A match full of incident and accident, which, despite all of that, Pep's boys bossed almost throughout.
A minute's silence to remember those who've died with coronavirus was held before the matches. Finally, Mickey Mouse and his pals are getting ready to welcome visitors back to Disneyland in Hong Kong. But Disneyland spokesman Tim Sipko says post the coronavirus outbreak, visitors will have to socially distance, wear masks and fill out health declaration forms.
We know it's important for us to put safety as our top priority. It's something we've done as long as we've operated Disney theme parks. And to do so, we want to help guests socially distance apart from one another. We've introduced an online reservation system that actually will be providing a lower capacity than we typically would at this time of year. And that's going to help us to provide great experience for guests in these unprecedented times.
And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Alan Lee, SBS News.